And we're going to stick with Matthew for just a couple minutes here. Matthew, I got to ask you, those face masks are certainly fashionable, but, you know, this is a big, big problem, and face masks are not going to solve it.
That's right. And the Chinese government, interestingly, has done a 180 on this, actually, Aaron. When the U.S. Embassy here in Beijing started monitoring air pollution and then putting that information out on Twitter a couple of years ago, the Chinese government took offense. They basically said Washington is taking a political cheap shot at China. But now China's environment ministry has its own monitoring program, and they put that information out. This is generally considered to be well-run, accurate data, and that's the information behind the smartphone applications that I was referring to in my story.
Why the sudden turnaround?
Probably the biggest factor has been these recent episodes of unbelievably shocking air pollution. Last month in the city of Harbin, which is way up north, the smog got so bad you couldn't see halfway across the street. Schools closed, roads closed. That was Harbin. Earlier this year in Beijing, the capital, something very similar happened. The public is a lot more concerned at this point than ever. I talked about this, Aaron, the other day with a longtime China watcher. Isabel Hilton is her name. She's been coming to China since the 1970s, and she runs a website called China Dialogue, which covers environmental issues in China. Hilton told me there's been a real shift on the issue of air pollution.
There was a time maybe 10 years ago when people were almost proud of smog because it meant we're industrializing, we're becoming a real country. We have the problems of modernity rather than the problems of the Middle Ages. So this was regarded as progress. That moment has definitely passed. And these very serious episodes have brought terrific pressure on the government. If you are the only power, you also are the only people to blame, and they know that.
What are some of the things that China is actually doing to change air quality?
In September, the Chinese government came out with some targets and said that they would reduce coal consumption. They've been investing in public transportation and alternative energies, in electric cars. But the thing is, environmentalists will tell you that it's probably not enough because, again, the problem gets back to coal. That's the real fundamental issue here. And they say that China is not being ambitious enough. And that's because the model of economic growth that China adopted 30 years ago has been dependent on cheap, plentiful energy in the form of coal. So if they're going to go in a different direction, that's a fundamental shift, and it's not going to be solved quickly.
The World's Matthew Bell in Beijing. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Aaron.